listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Fresh calls for healthcare equity for First Nations people in regional communities. The National Rural Health Alliance urging the federal government to commit to the recommendations identified in the recent Close the Gap campaign report on health equity. The Alliance's Susie Teagan says the disparity is alarming.
Aboriginal people live about 6.8 years less than other rural people, and the gap grows even bigger as remoteness increases.
Australia's on track for a powerful new submarine fleet thanks to a multi-billion dollar deal with the UK in the next stage of AUKUS. BAE Systems will build the subs in Adelaide, while Rolls-Royce gets a $4.7 billion boost to manufacture reactors. The first nuclear-powered subs are expected to arrive in the early 2040s. Australia's caught in a tug-of-war over religious freedom in schools. A review recommends ending discrimination based on faith, pleasing LGBTQI+ advocates, but religious schools fear it undermines their values. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese proposes reforms but says he won't act without the opposition support.
I don't want this to be an issue in which we go through the old culture wars. I think Australians don't want to see the culture wars and the division out there. I want this to be an opportunity for unity going forward.
A treasured Australian television personality is set to front a popular Midwest event. Ernie Dingo to MC this year's Jumba 9A Festival in Coral Bay. The April 11 event celebrating First Nations arts and culture. In sport, a Geraldton surfer has become the first person to take out two titles at an annual competition in Perth. Jake Hagan crowned King and Prince of the Point for his wins in the main and under 21 divisions. The 18-year-old finished with a total 14.23 out of a possible 20, earning him a spot in the upcoming World Surf League trials.